Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Thank you.
love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
So, here's to new beginnings. Taking the time to acknowledge the long, winding road of becoming an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a little different than your typical entrepreneurs. I emphasize the syllable pray. It's important to stay connected to whatever higher power you believe in. Important. You're going to need that along the way. So however you started on this path to becoming an entrepreneur, you're going to need to have your folks to support your journey. And these are whatever folks you deem to be your folks. Whether it's your family, friends, or colleagues in whatever industry or field of endeavor, you're going to need these folks. And then you move on to accomplishing those goals, I believe. So, I definitely want to encourage you to stay connected. Stay connected. Up next, of course, the one and only Maggie Anderson. We'll be right back.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism, and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. She comes to us all the way from California. It is my great honor and pleasure to welcome to the broadcast, again, for the first time, Miss Keisha McAllister. Good morning to you. Good morning, Keisha, and welcome.
Good morning. Hey, hey, how you doing, Kerry?
I am doing just fine and dandy. It's always beautiful here. Now, it's always early out there where you are, because you guys are 3 hours behind us here in New York, but it is so great. I always love our California folks when they, because I know they got to get up super early, but it's worth it. Yes. So, Keisha, I want to kind of jump right on in. First, I mentioned California, but tell everybody exactly where you are out there on the West Coast.
Well, I am in a little town called Fairfield. It is exactly in between San Francisco and Sacramento. About 45 minutes either way.
Wow. So you're in you're totally in the middle. That's really nice.
We're
going to have you guys out there on the West Coast to give us a little tour of your areas. We have listeners every which way under the sun. I've only been out to San Francisco maybe once that I can recall. But, let me just tell everybody, our amazing fans of the show, why you are here today. And that is to talk about the fact that, hey, you are a licensed cosmetologist.
I am. Yes,
you are. And I love this because you also have the suites, which I love the suites, in terms of having a shop, a salon, you have the wonderful suites. We don't really have them so much. They're not quite as popular out here in the Northeast. I never could quite figure it out. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit. Now, they are very popular down in the South and out West. We've tried. Several folks have tried to get them going here. So we'll talk about it.
But first, let's talk about you. So tell everybody, as a cosmetologist, what do you have any specialties? Tell us about your shop, and what is the name of your shop? Let's start there.
Well, currently, the name of my shop is Lavender Beauty, and you
can find it on Google.
Thank you. You can find me on Google or Yelp.
All right. Lavender Beauty. Okay. So very nice. So now we talked a little bit about this, and, you know, I always said the sweets, I wish they would pick up a little bit out here. So how has it been for you to open up a suite there and have a suite and catering to your clientele?
Well, the suite actually works out best for me because I do work with some hair loss clients. I want to be able to offer privacy for each of my clients. I also work with some disabled clients, and the suite is actually easier for them to maneuver in and out of versus in and out of a big salon with a lot of chairs and a lot of people kind of running in and out.
And that's something that I really want to touch on because not every cosmetologist, not every hairstylist understands or works in the realm of hair loss. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I got into hair loss because it was also something I was experiencing on my own. Having been a thyroid patient or Graves' disease patient, I started experiencing hair loss maybe about 20 years ago. And I noticed the density of my hair changing, especially around the front, you know, the edges, which are very important to us women, especially black folks. But I noticed a difference, and I started noticing that as my clients were aging along with my business, that they were also having different health issues that I wanted to address. I didn't want to work against what they had going on. So I really started studying hair loss and how I could help my client in salon or what I could do to refer them even to the right dermatologist or internal medicine. Because a lot of times there are some other health issues that may cause hair loss.
Absolutely. Usually, you know, all kinds of potentialities. So absolutely the right thing to do. And you mentioned about having clients who may have challenges, physical challenges, try to navigate going into a normal salon setting, but your space is kind of taking all this into consideration. Please explain.
Yes, well, I've recently gone back into a suite type of experience. The building actually has an elevator and stairs. So we do have those who are exercising and want to hop those stairs. I happen to take the elevator almost every time. But it's important to be able to allow, you know, or give everyone a chance to feel beautiful. And whether they have to go up an elevator and ride in a wheelchair, it doesn't take away the fact that everybody wants to feel good about themselves. And if I'm able to address that or help them achieve that, then that's what I want to do.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay, so listen, I want to tell everybody again, folks out there, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us again today for the first time. She's a licensed cosmetologist out in the state of California. And I have to say, right, you're out there in the big CA, the northern part. Yeah, so very interesting. Okay, so I want to kind of talk a little bit about the services. I know you do hair loss, which is super-duper important about now. Folks are always nervous, and I heard what you said about the privacy. I know how important it is when you're talking about hair loss and hair, some just hair in general, you know, doing hair care, some folks are very sensitive to their, you know, appearance when the salon, these salons are packed with people and, you know, and people just giggling and laughing around and someone has a serious, you know, hair concern. So so I like how you said that. You mentioned about the privacy. So talk to us about that. Is that important or why is it so important?
I think the privacy is important because it allows the client to be honest about what's actually going on with their body, with their hair. And it allows me to ask the questions that I need to ask and then, you know, point them in the right direction because I'm not a doctor. But right. If things are not going right, I'm going to send you back to your doctor because there are some things that need to be addressed. Yeah, so that's where the privacy really comes in. And then, you know, everybody's always got so much going on. And they really need a place to be able to vent or to be able to sit down and not be somebody's mama or be a wife or be a teacher or be a CEO. But she or he can just sit there and fall asleep under the dryer, you know, or if they need to talk, we can talk, you know. But being able to give that service and that privacy and that security in the space is very important to me.
Wow. Well, I'm loving that because I totally agree. Now, there have been so many challenges going through all that we went through with this recent pandemic and all of that and coming out of that. Have you noticed any change in the way that your clients are, you know, these days? Or has it been pretty much everything the same like before the pandemic?
I can't say that I saw too much of a difference. Maybe I saw a difference in frequency, but I didn't see a difference in the amount of people that I saw because even during that time. I was even getting new people and the the clients that I had at that time weren't telling people where they were going.
Wow.
You know, they were still looking fine. So I've seen a difference in frequency since the pandemic, but I haven't seen a difference in the people.
Okay. And some stylists had gone up on the pricing to kind of account for extra expenditures, you know, in terms of all the additional products and things that they had to do to meet the standard. So was that a concern? And then other stylists told me, well, the clients of theirs expected the prices to go down because they weren't worthy and making that much money. So I've heard all kinds of things. I'm just curious, really, of your take.
I'm trying to think. I did raise the prices up just a bit because it was hard to get certain products, but and then when I went into the suite, I adjusted my prices just a bit. But even going into this new year, I had to sit down and do the math, and in regard to the products that I use, and the way that each client their hair turns out. Every time I'm busting my arm getting some things done sometimes. And I wasn't addressing that, you know, and I don't know if it was not thinking that I wasn't worth it or I just was old school in my price. I'm not sure. But I had to sit down and start looking at pictures like, wait a minute, I'm producing some very good work here. And I need to address that, you know. Yeah, I need to adjust that accordingly. Especially now that I'm in a suite.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times we often, I say, shop from our own pockets. Like, you know, we're going through the same thing as the folks that we service generally. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to, you know, we try to take things into account and, you know, and just go slow with the pockets that's put, you know, after real thought and that you absolutely need to and have to in order to keep servicing them. so to speak, right, or given the quality, you almost are right, compelled to do so. So I,
right,
I think they, right? Go
you
ahead. What's that, Dr. Joe?
No, no, no. Go ahead. I almost cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just saying the same thing. And I think that's how they feel. I think they understand. That's all I was going to say, Keisha. Go right ahead.
Okay. No, no, no. What I was going to say is what it also, during the pandemic, it made me do was pay attention to how the products actually work.
Mm.
Instead of, you know, how they move. Do they stretch? You know, I have to admit, I am a hairdresser who turns the bottle over, and I will use the last of my stuff.
Yes,
and this
wow,
is even before, yeah, right, even before the pandemic, because you have some things that are very, very dense or thick and don't require as much, you know,
absolutely,
they don't require, you're right, they don't require as much in your hands, so. You know, it made me go into how I disperse and use my products. I will say that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, and I'm going to speak on that because, you know, we believe and support the product folks. You know, we have products. So that's always, I agree, totally. And we always believe in sitting and pricing out those things. And so that's why I appreciate what you had to say earlier. Because you do, you have to take a look and really tie that into the, you know, the use and per use, you know, it's a whole formula to all of that. So really good stuff.
Right.
So I'm real, yeah, happy to hear about that. Now, Keisha, the first thing I wanted to ask you about also was coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I really am so excited. I cannot wait to hear Lavender Beauty commercials and all of that and talking about different things and you mixing it up with our incredible, incredible lineup here at the show. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time.
Okay.
Now, going into, now, see, you might have it a little differently out there, being in California, as opposed to, but up north, it gets a little cold up there, correct, doesn't it? You have some little different seasons, okay, because, you know, yeah, Southern California is totally different.
Yeah,
that's a little different, but I remember, you know, once you get into the fall and winter, so I just want to talk a little bit about the hair care out there. At this, during the, you know, during the winter months and all of that, what we would call winter, but I mean, it's still, I think you're still a little bit milder than we are up here.
Yes,
but
still,
yeah, you're milder compared to, I mean, nothing compares to the Northeast to me, but do you go into protective styling? Do you do this? What is going on in the shops and what are you starting to see? Anything?
Well, this time of year, I usually encourage my clients. Well, I am a hairdresser. I deep condition every time you sit in my chair because
okay.
I want to see a difference. I want to see a difference in your hair. I'm not, you know, one of those run-of-the-mill, we're going to wash, you know, sit you down and, you know, do all that stuff. So this time of year, I usually encourage heat, hot oil treatment, steam treatment. Mm-hmm. Because people don't always want to go back into braids. They were in crochets most of the summer. So if I can get someone in a weave, that's fine. But a lot of times they will come in and maybe get their hair kind of cornrowed and they wear wigs. You know, that I would protect the styling instead of wearing quick weave.
Right.
Something that grows out. So they usually come in for more of that. And it's still the flat iron or silk press, I guess, is what people are calling it now.
Now, early, but pre-winter, I guess, fall, whatever. I don't know if you guys have that season so much. But do you guys, what about color and all of that? You still get a lot of color requests or any?
If it's color, it's usually a maintenance color. You know, like black, you know, because
right,
their roots are going white.
Right.
But it's not a lot of highlighting or even, you know, those I won't say strange colors, those bright colors.
Yeah, right, the fluorescent colors and all that. Kind
of the fluorescent, they're not into that. They will, you know, like I said, it's maybe some dark blonde or a golden brown or black. It's usually something like that. Maybe even an olive
color.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, I'm loving all of this. I really am. And I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you, some of the directions that you want to, you know, kind of go into and where you want to see your career kind of, you know, you've been doing this a while, but where do you want to see yourself going into and all of that? And also some great tips on, you know, when it comes to sitting the folks down and those initial consultations and all of that. So we're going to talk about all of that. First, I just want to remind everybody, again, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and it's nice to have a wonderful new style, well, not new style, but a new person to our show. We're talking about Keisha McAllister. Again, she's from California. Now, Fairfield, I want to say Fairfield, California. And you said equidistant from, explain those two, you're in between. I brought out the geometry or algebra words, whatever it was. Yes. Well, that's true. You said you're between those two places. Let me see.
I am. But I love this. It's synonymous. So I love it. Yes, I am exactly like in between San Francisco and Sacramento, which is our state capital. So about 45 minutes in between.
Awesome. I just see, I think in the airline terms, I just remember SFO and SMS.
Exactly.
Those are the airport seafarers. That's right. All my airline folks know exactly what I'm talking about. So that sounds awesome. Okay, well, we are, like I said, we're excited to have you. And this is something that is going to be great. We are going to have folks who want to ask tips and do call-in and all that wonderful good stuff. So we'll be doing all those things, and I'm just excited to have you with us. So, So is that not nice? So now, Keisha, what would you like to see? What's your next step? Have you thought that far ahead? Are you kind of just taking it a little bit easy? Or what's your big plan?
Well, my big plans, what I absolutely love this business. I love it. Going deeper into the funeral arena. I enjoy helping people with their departments. Because, because it's hard to say goodbye to someone when they don't look like themselves. It's hard to have that closure.
And I have experienced that personally. You are absolutely right. And most times that I have, just raising my own hand here, I have found that they don't look like themselves. And what would you, this is amazing. I didn't realize, So, but are you, you're doing it, you threw me a curve there.
So
you're doing this. No, I love this talk as well because, I think I had mentioned once that we have on a wonderful Captain Smash who does the going home services in the South and so forth.
Cool.
So, so that was our first, that was my first introduction to some of the stylists who really, they were working in tandem with the funeral homes and all of that and really working with the families. So this, I have heard that. I don't hear it that often. you got to be one of the few. I really don't hear about it all that much. But I love that you are using this as an opportunity to make the families feel better about their departed. That is incredible.
Yeah.
So where did that come from? Why? What made that click with you?
Well, I experienced that on my own with a couple of loved ones. And I was their hairdresser and their makeup artist. And I didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye in my own way, which have been able to, you know, let them look like themselves,
yeah.
You know, on that final day. So I'd taken it upon myself to volunteer to a couple of friends when their loved ones had passed. And I found that I could do the work. And I found that my friends were able to say goodbye to their mothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though they had watched them sick, but they were able to say goodbye. And it wasn't so much about me being thanked, but I understood the need.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's a blessing that I'm able to, you know, make a living off of it. But the bigger blessing is being able to say, you know, help somebody say goodbye.
Yes. Wow. And how has that been received by those family members? I mean, do they appreciate all of that effort?
Yes, they refer their loved ones.
Wow.
So that tells me that they appreciate the work and that they trust me with that loved one. And that's what
Keisha
means the most.
Wow. I tell you, Keisha McAllister, you should have just, you will never be out of work. I can tell you that, definitely. My goodness. Wow. Okay. Well, listen.
It's a way to sit down
something.
And do what we do.
Yes. Well, listen, and yes. that's the thing. I'm so blown away here on that. So, but do you want to go further into that? Is there some other stuff that you want to do that might spring forth from that? Because incredible.
I love doing that work. It's a way to sit down and do the work. But I would also, I want to get into teaching, and I would really like to get into the hair and makeup for movies and TV, because, you know, I'm picking out some really bad stuff.
Yeah,
and it's making
yeah.
me cringe.
Yeah.
Well, and I know I could do something different. You know what I mean? I know
yes,
I could do something different. I know some other people that could do something better.
Yes. Well, you know, on the sets, and we are always connected with a lot of different folks who, you know, work in the movies and all of that. And they have the agents and so forth and so on. But quite often, like when we see a lot of these movies, and they are not really taking into consideration the budget for hair. And if they
mm-hmm.
do, it doesn't seem like they're putting much into it from some of these
mm-hmm.
movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a part of the industry something that stylists can really get in and help
mm-hmm.
a lot of these producers and production companies. That's really the key to me.
I would love
is
to
get
do
connected.
That work.
Well, guess
yeah.
what? You're in the right place at Hair Radio, so we're loving
hey.
This. Because
hey.
That, yeah, because that's the whole thing, is being connected with the production companies. Those are the ones who are connected in terms of making these movies and working on sets and putting together these budgets, which would include hair and makeup and all of that. So, and it's important. It's an important
yeah.
part. It's usually, to me, it's integral to the what they're trying to put on screen or stage. And don't
yes.
forget, theater. You have
yes.
the opportunity to work in theater as well. And
even,
well, listen, you're going to get a chance, because when I finish my play, I'm making it to Miss Keisha McAllister's door, although you're 3,000
yes.
miles away. We'll send for you to come
I'll
out
fly.
Here to the East Coast.
Hey, I'll
yeah.
fly.
Oh, that would be absolutely awesome. So we're so excited. Well, listen, this is really, really nice. And again, Keisha McAllister, now your salon, I know that you may be doing some rebranding soon and all that, so we'll keep the, you know, the fans of the show and, you know, abreast, but Lavender Beauty right now is the name, and you can check all that out. As you said, it's they can Google it. Again,
yeah.
Real, real nice. Well, okay. Well, we're learning. So my very special guest, Keisha, so anybody that you want to shout out to, anybody who, you know, has kind of inspired you, that you want to say thank you or anything like that this morning?
Well, Now you've caught me off guard because I could have written down. Let me shout out a few people. One of the people that inspired me, I had a grandmother who was a hairdresser, but she later became a nurse because she said it wasn't a retirement in hairdressing and doing no hair. Excuse me, that's what she said. And but she taught me how to work Marcel iron when I was about 13, 14 years old. And she taught me how to do Marcel waves. So she taught me how to move hair before I even really knew what to do with hair. And so that was Miss Edwina, Edwina Morgan. And I had another hairdresser. She's passed, Nomi Sharice. But she was a teenager, and we found her when she was in beauty school. And we followed her everywhere she went. And she also taught me how to do hair. And then I finally got, I was a kitchen beautician for about 15 years, and I had a regular 9-to-5. But I did it because it gave me peace, and it gave me joy. And I could do it for little nothing or nothing at all. So I knew it was a passion of mine.
Wow.
And, And later I went to beauty school, and I met some awesome, you know, stylists that came, you know, there are stylists that come through the schools and pick out certain people. And I got picked out by a guy named Daniel Moses, who invited me to join his styling group called the League of Extraordinary Stylists. I went into a competition, hair and styling competition. And I couldn't win because I wasn't a student of that school, but I left a lasting impression.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And what's next is we are examining the claims process even more closely. And by the way, we're looking back at some of our fans' favorite topics.
Thank you, Michael. Remember,
you wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
All right. It is so nice to have you with us, Keisha McAllister from California.
Hey,
good morning
hey.
To you. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited. I always love having Hair Talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with our favorite hairstylist extraordinaire, Ms. Keisha McAllister. Listen, I want to kind of jump on in on this. You know, it's really, I go back and forth because you guys know, we have a lot of folks that we talk to here on the show who are great cosmetologists and hairstylists from every part of the spectrum of hair care. And we kind of got into an off-the-mic convo, a conversation on this topic, and I said, I'm going to talk to Keisha about it on the air. So here's the thing. A lot of folks rely now on social media. It has infiltrated our lives, and our lives, and I use that word infiltrate because that's what I kind of feel it has, but that's me personally. So I don't want to influence, our folks out there. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that, because it dawned on me. I said, well, has social media placed the hairstylist, wherever you are on the spectrum of hair? And I really mean that. Has it replaced, there's a lot of folks out there who call it, the university now for the cosmetologists and the natural hair folks, everybody's on kind of doing it themselves. So the do-it-yourself, of course, we call it the DIY. So the DIYers are leading the way on this, so to speak. So, Keisha, first let me again welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show today.
Thank you.
Talk about this. You're welcome. Now, how do you feel about this topic?
Well, you know, Carrie, I think we just need to be honest about the DIYers. There will always be those people who do their own hair, especially families that have a lot of sisters or, just a lot of women in the family. They will usually generationally do each other's hair. So we just have to be honest about that. And then you have people who may visit the salon maybe once or twice a year and then will go back home and work against what the stylist has done to try to repair what they're doing at home. So I think we just need to be honest about the state of affairs. We will always need the professional beautician, always. But we can also encourage the DIYers to come in at least once a month, every 6 weeks, where they will actually begin to trust you more and more and will come and sit in your chair. And then the next thing you know, they're yours. And,
Well, explain that a little bit, Keisha. When you said the DIYers to come in, what exactly come in? How talk to us about that a little bit more.
Well, when I say come in, I usually get an at-home stylist to come in when there is a major repair needed. Either they've burnt their hair out, what I call a chemical cut, meaning either they've colored their hair with the wrong product, they've put a relaxer in their hair with the wrong product or on the top of the wrong product, and now they've got a hole in the fro. That's what I call it, a hole in your fro, because you're at home really just fixing on your hair. And so they'll ask around to some of their, like, work colleagues and things like that. And now that the internet has really boosted a lot of stylists and salons, they'll look on the different apps to find a local stylist. And they'll read the reviews and things like that, and then they will in turn try that stylist. And as a stylist, it is our responsibility to do our thing, which is educate that person. You gain their trust because you're supposed to be good at what you do and confident at what you do. But also be realistic, understanding that you may see this person maybe every 6 weeks, maybe every 6 months. But when they come back, you know that they trust you. And I think we also have to be honest about how they are wooed by the videos online. Oh, her hair looks like mine. Oh, I'm going to try that with my hair. And it, a lot of times it goes wrong, whether it is a natural style or a hair color or a relaxer or, you know, it's so many different things or whatever, because they don't understand the nature of hair, the texture of their hair. You know, just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean that it's going to react or respond a certain way.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing about our texture in the in our community or in our culture is that it looks like it's very, very strong, and that it will not behave when you do your thing, you know, when you condition it, when you press it, when you, you know, all you think that it won't. But a lot of times it just takes training. It takes understanding what your hair can do. But you got to talk to a professional. You're not going to always get that from, you have to talk to the professional.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's something that I want to jump in with, because, first of all, I loved how you referred to this, to the those who are you know, we call the DIYers. it sounds like they're, like, you know, a whole group of, you know, out-of-state people, the DIYers, you know. I kind of prefer the reference that you made when you called them at-home stylists. And that's kind of nice, because there are a few different tranches now. It's not just like before, you know, prior to the technology boom. So I kind of like what you said, and I think that, and I certainly agree, and I totally agree about the part where, you know, these folks need to come in, and oftentimes you're there to kind of rescue when something's gone awry.
Yes.
Because of the lack of education and knowledge. Hence, that's why we created the Traction Alopecia Foundation in part. So I love that, and I think that that's a very good point that you made. I'm also looking at the fact, on the other hand, where you have the clients who have been relying. This is where I think it can be complicated, where the clients are solely relying on what they uncover on not just social media, but particularly on the, you know, on say, something like the YouTube platform. And this is, you know, but this is a big thing, because I've seen it where it says, you know, the YouTube is not cosmetology school. I've seen that post out there. I've seen others that, you know, that just remind us that there's a lot more to it than, like you just said, on what it looks like and what you think you can just easily follow and do. And then you don't know whom to trust when you're just looking at a 30-second or 45-second clip, pardon the pun, a clip on hair care. So you've got to, you know, I remember writing, I wrote an article for the New York Daily Challenge newspaper. This was back in, like, the early 2000s. And I remember, and back then they used to have the different rooms, chat rooms. And everybody was going into chat rooms and talking on chat rooms through AOL and all of that. And I was, I'm going back. I'm going back. So you young kids will not know what we're talking about here.
At all.
But I remember that. And I remember that on my article, it was literally called, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? That was the article I wrote. And you can find it. I actually have it still posted on my Instagram at Hines Carey. So you'll find it there. It's one of the, you know, it's, you might have to look back a little bit, but you'll see it there. And the whole subject was just that. Back in those days, we, the public, the non-pros, the enthusiasts, if you will, Ms. Keisha McAllister, the folks who were the enthusiasts were out there, and they were reluctant to listen to hair care on the internet through the chat room and all that. That was the early days of the internet. And I'm blown away, scan ahead, you know, a couple decades later, and we are talking about the DIYers. That's actually a thing. And it's also a thing to put our reliance onto YouTube, you know. And again, I want to echo what you said. There is a true paucity, a shortage when it comes to the knowledge that one needs, and which is why cosmetology is regulated and natural hair in many places is regulated. Because you need to know more than just what someone's pretty look might be on YouTube. So that's how I weigh in on this, Ms. Keisha McAllister. And just wanted to remind everybody, if you guys out there, if you just joined us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Kerry Hines. I'm with Keisha McAllister. And our topic today on the hair side, it's all about looking at social media, the DIYers. Where are we going in the hair industry? Are we happy? Because I'm also concerned that now, for whatever reason, and it could even be tied to the economy, it could be tied to many things, where you now have folks who are totally reliant, 100%, on YouTube for their hair care. Now, how do you feel about that, Keisha McAllister from California?
Well, you know, Kerry Hines over there on the East
from
Coast.
Brooklyn, New York, right?
Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah.
The thing about that is that it's a part of this generation. This entire 30, just these last 30 years, you know, started off as an information superhighway. And now it is nothing but everything's online. And now everything is down to an app. So for people who are solely relying on the internet, these are the same people a generation ago, their aunties went got the hair magazine out the, you know what I mean, out of the grocery store. When they bought their relaxer, their box of relaxer, and they got ideas. And I remember when my auntie used to do her relaxer and then paint on some color.
Wow.
And it, when I think about it, it didn't look like much, but it meant a lot for, like, the church she was going to, the type, you know, the way she was seen. So I think the internet has help people take chances. you know, the at-home stylists mm-hmm. take chances. I don't know that it has helped them understand, but what I think that it's also done is help them to embrace their beauty wherever, at whatever level they see it. Because now I see somebody else who looks like me. Even if her hair doesn't match mine, there's a lot more where I... Yeah. That's the good thing of it, but the bad part about it is, like I said, folks walking around with holes in their fro. And we went from a generation who were where everybody lost their edges and things like that from braiders, and now we got people who are snatching wigs off because they following whatever stylist online. And so it is still very important that the private client or the at-home stylist still go in, find someone that you trust and visit them regularly. We not, you know, I tell people all the time, I'll check on even some of my old clients that I haven't seen in a while, and I'll start the text, hey, I'm just checking on you. I'm not trying to get you in my chair. You know, I'm just, you know, seeing that, you know, are you okay? And
how do they respond to that, though? Because that's something you're not going to get on social media, folks. But how do you feel about that? How do your clients respond to that? And when you do reach out like that, Keisha, I know
that, because you can't really do it social media. I mean, you can, but you can't. And but I get good responses. Hey, I was just thinking about you. That. You know. And then the next thing you know, I had just been thinking about you. I know you didn't call for that. Or I know you didn't send that, but I need to come. I've been meaning to come in and see you. Or I saw something that you posted the other day that I've been meaning to call you. And so it all kind of connects. It really does if you are a stylist or a hairdresser that's paying attention. And I'll just go, you know, kind of go deeper into that. I think there's still a difference between the stylist and the hairdresser. There's a commonality that you have when you have your hairdresser. That's someone who knows you, you know, because we have clients who come in, first thing they walk in the door, they are telling you what has happened from the time that you saw their last appointment. Whereas being a stylist, you know, you almost have like you know, it's not that you don't have a full schedule as a hairdresser, but you're able, they're walk in, walk out, and there's mm-hmm. there's no real personability that you can gain. Now you can get them through social media, you know, but you still have to create the relationship, and that is, you have to figure out how to connect with people. And you can't dig in their pockets to get them. You have to just be, you know, be yourself. You know, they need to know that you're not tripping off of them, you know, sitting in their in your chair or not. You're concerned about their hair because that's what you do. That's what we do. So,
Go ahead, Keisha. What were you going
to
say?
No. So I was just saying that's what we have to remember. Even as stylists and dealing with people in this social media world or this atmosphere that we have, you have to adjust in order to succeed, and you have to adjust in order to get a group of people who are not really trusting of outsiders when it comes to their hair or when it comes to their grooming, their eyebrows, their nails, you know. It just takes a while to get those people, but you can, you know, you can pull them in.
Yes. Well, I love this. I love this conversation today. Again, if you're just kind of joining us here, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And, Keisha, now you are in California. Folks may wonder, tell us again, because I know you're equidistant. out there near between what points are you you know, and what cities are you in between? And give us the whole breakdown and rundown on that again, Keisha McAllister.
Okay, Carrie Hines. I am in betwixt and in between Sacramento and San Francisco, and 45 minutes from each city. I am in a town called Fairfield.
Fairfield.
I have a beauty suite here in Fairfield. And I've, we've got a lot of rain today. Lots and lots of rain today.
Oh, man. But did you just say you consider it like a beauty suite? Is that what you called the locale?
My locale, yes. It is a beauty suite. I am inside of an office building.
Wow. Now, see, when I spoke with you way back when about this, I love the idea of having like a suite, and we talked about that where we didn't have them so much. They were kind of regional in different spots around the country, more so more prevalent in certain places as opposed to like where I'm here on the East Coast in the Northeast. So real interesting. Okay, I'll take that. And now I do want to say this on what you just mentioned. I think that's fantastic. When I, heard you were in the building, I said, well, that's great, because to me that's an endless list of clientele. You will always have a clientele from that. I think a lot of it has to do with location, location, and location. So good stuff. Okay, so back to this topic today.
Okay.
And now, talking about social media, talking about YouTube University for hairstylists. Client. Okay. We are talking about this whole topic. Is it good for the clients at all to look at YouTube and get ideas? Is there a way that folks can actually use the YouTube or social media in general and get ideas and get inspiration and then consult with their hairstylist? Is that the proper way to look at it? What do you say about that, Keisha?
You know what, Carrie? That's actually what I have my clients to do, because I already know they're going to look at the video, so I'm just get over that. And if they've tried it at home, get over that part too. So I usually, and you know which clients are which when they, when there are a few in particular, I'm like, okay, when this one hits me up, oh, I know I'm about to do an updo. So I instantly say, okay, do we have a video? Do you have a picture? Send it to me. So it's very helpful, because I could at least see what it is that they're trying to achieve. And then I can say, oh, no. I'm like, no, I don't do that work. Or I can say, no, your hair is not going to do that. Or it's not. Or you need to, do it another way, because it'll be too harsh for your hair. So that's why people really need to have a stylist that they trust, a hairdresser that they trust, someone who can help them achieve certain goals, especially if they are an at-home stylist or a kitchen beautician.
Yeah. And they still say that too out there. Yeah.
They do. And I was one, so I'm not knocking anyone who's done that. I did it, but you got to get it. It's time to get it together.
It is. And what do you say to those stylists who some may feel that the social media and YouTube is hurting the industry? But it doesn't sound like that's the case. Is that what would you say?
It's not the case. It's not hurting the industry. If anything, it's really leading a lot of people to the shop or the salon because they are trying things at home and it's going wrong.
Oh,
and they need someone. Yeah, they need someone to help them regrow their hair, help them do it safely without throwing some braids back in it or putting too much tension on it.
Okay, well, there's nothing against braids, but folks, this is a good point, what you should say. Yeah, this is a very good point. So that's the thing about the social media. And I like what you said as well and talking about just, if you use it for inspiration, not necessarily education. I think that's where there is an issue. And and that's something that we will continue to address here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and why there is a need for TAF, my Traction Alopecia Foundation. And you can find out all about that. It's right at my website, CarrieHinesHairCare.com, or just even Carapy.com, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And, of course, if you're part of our online community, you can go to www.hairadio.com. Again, that's pronounced Hair Radio. It just has one R in the middle. And sign up. You can become a member. Click on the members tab there and sign up. It's free. And we have a whole several different group pages that you can follow and friend other folks and all that wonderful good stuff right there. So we would encourage you to do that. Now, Keisha McAllister, this conversation has to continue. I think it will. And before we go on this, I wanted to just ask you about the future of the industry, and that's why I kind of like what you said about that. I agree. I don't think that the DIYs, I don't think using the YouTube and the social media outlets necessarily or platforms are destructive or will harm the industry per se. I think that it's, in a way, it kind of is helping to promulgate, to make even bigger and larger this wonderful industry that we so love. So so what are your closing thoughts on that whole topic?
Well, my thoughts are, I think as stylists, hairdressers, whichever you like to call yourself, I think we have to be honest of how we receive people. I think we have to also be honest about how we even comb and brush hair. Some of us are really, really heavy-handed out there, and it's pushing people away from the salon. So it really is about adjusting to succeed in this business. And I can honestly say I'm not concerned about the at-home stylist, because I think they always end up in someone's chair, whether it's for an idea. At some point, they always end up in someone's chair. But I think, as you said, this topic can go on for years and years.
Yeah.
But we need to be able, as stylists, to talk to people, to converse with people on every level, because these people are shy. They're anxious. You know, some have high expectations, you know. And the thing is, receive the people. Everybody's not going to be in your chair. And that's okay. And sometimes you don't want everybody in your chair. Educate them a little bit while you get them there. And then when they go on, just say, hey, thanks for coming. And move on, because just like that one, there'll be more. This is a business that will never go out of style. Right under medicine is beauty. So,
well, this is true. And some places is on the same line.
Exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
I want to talk on that as well. And I think in some of our upcoming topics right here on the show, we're going to peel back the layers on this, because there's a lot we need to get into on this, which we're going to cover. So we're going to just kind of park it there on this episode at this time. But we're going to really keep this at the forefront in our mind, and we'll be revisiting it again soon. So, Keisha McAllister, it's so great to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you. All the way from
out in sunny Northern California,
there,
between Sacramento and Sacramento and Oakland?
Yes, San Francisco.
Okay, equidistant, which is just fantastic. And again, and I'm out here 3,000 miles away, and so we see a lot. We cover a lot, literally. Between us, we have the whole country between us, And so this is something that everybody can relate to when it comes to dealing with hair care. So again, education, information, to me, I agree. I think go to the professionals. If you are looking for healthy hair care, that's why they have gone to school. They understand the intricacies of dealing with your hair. If you are a professional and you feel a certain way about this, this is a conversation we'd like you to be part of as we continue. So again, go to HAIRadio.com. Let us know how you think. You can see the Hair Radio Morning Show group page right there. Keisha McAllister, it's been my pleasure. As always, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Thursday morning, February 9th. 2023. It is awesome to have you guys with us. It's our show number 821. I've got to bring to the line my co-star. You guys know her so well. She's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. It's my great honor to again welcome the Queen of the Morning. Talking about Nicole Marie. Good morning, NM.
Good morning, and happy terrific Thursday. Happy
mid-show.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, yes. Good morning to all our listening fans out there. Good morning.
Now, how's the weather down there in Mississippi today, in your neck of the woods?
Listen, Carrie, it is rainy. It rained last night. We had some storms come through the area last night. Mm. So it's a wet morning. It's about 48 degrees, though. But it's wet.
That's good. That's a trade-off. I understand. We're
how's the weather there?
Thank you for asking. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys out there know. And I'm not complaining because it has been the mildest winter ever that I've ever seen. It's like going to be all about, I think tomorrow's going to be about 60 degrees. Like up there.
Okay.
It's pretty close. I mean, this is heaven.
Here this week, but just enough to get everybody sick when the temperature starts dropping again the weekend.
Up
and down, yes. It's always changing.
I don't think we're going to have it quite like that. But I'll tell you, I thought about it. I really did. I said, well, I kind of remember. Now, you guys know today is show number 821.
Right.
But think back to show number one.
Wow, Carrie, wow.
That was a very, 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 very long time ago.
Wow.
Yes, show number one.
2015.
Yeah. I'll never forget. It was freezing outside.
Wow.
I had done to when I launched the show back in 2015. So we're talking about that Monday morning, January 5th.
Right.
I'll never forget it. I remember outside, it was like maybe single digits, like 6, 7, 8 degrees. It was, I mean, to me, I was like, what on earth am I doing?
Wow.
Kid you not, this was really what was going through my mind. Now, I didn't just decide to bring the show on, the Hair Radio Morning Show on. What happened was this. I had already been broadcasting for a long time, for a couple of years on a different platform. And we had a 24-hour network going. And I changed it over to just the morning. I said, let me just do 3 hours. 3 hours is nice.
Right.
Good number. And we were the first to do that. No one even had a 24-hour network like
yeah.
we had, let alone
so
a three-hour
right.
daily morning show. So we were the first. We
right.
were the first. But it was freezing that morning and that
wow.
week. And you got to understand, I'm literally like sitting in a dark room, studio. It was very dark and freezing. And nobody really, we were just getting started. So it was nowhere near what you guys hear today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And certainly, I mean, I had big guests. I did have that because we had already been broadcasting. So I did have big guests who've been on the
right.
show. But it was still a very lonely feeling at first. There was no co-host. There was not even a mention of a co-host. Nobody.
Solo.
It was just, yeah, it was just really, to talk about solopreneur, it was an
right.
effort, and I always knew what it could be.
Could be, and you pushed
I
through.
I knew what
here.
It could be. I
yes.
knew then what we had, and that's
awesome.
Very important. You always have to believe in yourself, Nicole Marie. You know
yeah.
this. You
yes.
have to believe in yourself.
There'll always be naysayers, and people will say, well, what are you doing, and this and that, and because they don't understand. They don't understand your passion. They don't understand your dream because it belongs to you. It's not for them to
mm-hmm.
understand. But you have to push through and keep it moving. Stay focused.
You really do.
On, yes, you have to stay focused. Keep moving.
In fact, I think that's what it was. I think my early morning talk was on staying connected and having your supporters around you, and that's really what this is all about. And I really mean that. You have to stay focused. You said it, Nicole Marie, and I agree, 150%. So today, you know, we're kind of getting into a little bit of this, which is entering the hair business.
Right.
And I've always been reluctant to just outright say this, but I think, of course, we support our incredible licensed cosmetologists.
Yes.
We support you guys. We support our natural hair artists. We support our
yes.
hair braiders. We support our locticians. We support our hair product companies. And so, you know, we're in the midst of the industry. That's why we're going to be at the Bronner Brothers
right.
show coming up. Well, we're supported by the Bronner Brothers, but we're going to be at IBS as well. So IBS is the 5th, 6th, and 7th of March. And then, of course, our own show is that same weekend on Monday, March 6th.
Right.
In Manhattan, we're going to do a big, it's going to be a giant meetup is what it's morphing into with a lot of education,
so
a lot of folks getting together. So, yeah, it's
yeah.
going to be super exciting. I'll be sitting there on stage.
So
we got a lot to say, and we'll be talking throughout the whole
oh,
event.
Yeah.
They told me,
oh, yes.
You're going to be center stage as well.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. We really are. I'm looking forward to
looking
it.
Forward to it. Yes,
guys,
most definitely.
Yeah. If you're trying to enter the hair business, of course you can go the traditional route of being a barber, a hairstylist, any of those things that we just mentioned, which are just fabulous and phenomenal, and we support that. One of the other ways that you may not realize that you can earn a living, and a lot of this is for those folks who want to move from behind the chair. So we're going to talk about that. I mean, it's almost blasphemous in the hair business, but it's just moving from behind the chair doesn't mean you don't want to do hair anymore. Maybe you're looking to lift your profile in the industry up. Maybe you're looking to delve into a different branch of the hair and beauty
right.
industry that you've never thought about. Of course, a lot of hairstylists are wishing to create their own product lines.
Right.
You know, write books. You can write books, go on a speaking tour.
So many different
you
options.
You can do work. You could do so much. And we're here to talk about that as well. You can really look, you know, when you tune into our show here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're always talking about different opportunities. You might
right.
meet your tomorrow right here by listening and tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
So true.
So just wanted to kind of, you know, remind you guys of that. It's important. So stay connected. Tune on in to us.
That's
we're it. Here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
stay
Friday.
Stay right live. Here.
Just say that. 6 in the morning Eastern Time. So 9 in the morning Eastern Time. 5 to 8 if you're in the central time zone, and earlier if you're out west, we'll put
right.
it like that. And just so much. I want to take
so
a
much.
Moment just to
all right
out.
Here.
So, yes, we are here. Folks like Heal and Go, who've been doing an incredible job, we're welcoming them back. Some new folks will be joining us right here. You'll hear their commercial. I just want to shout out the folks at Just Salon Towels, just amazing folks. You can link to them through our website and all of that right there on the homepage. I'm just always excited when these businesses come on to support the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah,
when,
thank you so much.
Yes, you're doing a great job. If you have a hair salon, if you own a barbershop, if you are providing a personal care type business, a massage parlor, or whatever, any of those types of businesses, and I'm going to even go out and say this, some folks even have pet grooming businesses, whatever. We,
right, whatever
we
business
support,
you have.
Whatever business you have, now this is for the professionals.
Right.
They sell these incredible towels to these shop owners. So if you're a hairstylist, barber, and all of that, get your towels from JeffSalonTowels.com. My goodness. They're beautiful and just incredible. So we're going to be talking about them in days to come, and hopefully we'll be able to get
awesome.
Them here on the show. So real happy
well,
about that.
Carrie, we are definitely hair, beauty, and community. We are all inclusive.
Yes.
So
I'm loving it. This morning.
All right here. All right here.
It is. Yes. Well, I am super, super excited, ready to kind of get some energy going this morning.
Yeah.
And we're so happy. You know, we've been playing some great music. Why don't we take a little 2-minute music break? When we come back, she's back. Ready to go this morning. We're talking about Blue.
All right.
Blue. Florida. And we have so much to talk to her about this morning. The big scent of the days, what you guys have been waiting for. I know I have. Nicole Marie, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Here's good as, okay, I'm not going to say that word. It's Lizzo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I do my hair, Tom. Check my name. Baby, how you feeling? Check my neck, baby, how you feeling?
With Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaves Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday, February 9th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and we've been just having a great mid-show. It's about 7:34 New York time, 6:34 out in Central Time Zone. Speaking of which, let me bring back to the line the queen of the morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
So it's early.
On this terrific Thursday.
It is. It's Throwback Thursday, but every day
throwback
here on the
Hair
Radio
Morning
Show.
Oh, yeah, every day, yes.
We're throwing it back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live.
Every day.
Now, let me bring to the line, she is a mid-show stalwart right here on our very broadcast, coming to us all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. She's our center point right here, sharing the candle scent of the day, all courtesy of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. It's my great honor to welcome Blue. Good morning.
Good morning,
Happy
Blue.
Thursday, Blue.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole Marie. How's everyone doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. And you?
Yes, I'm doing great.
Doing?
Thank you so much. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
You sound raring to go.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm so happy. Yes. Well,
yes.
I know that you had, listen, guys, Blue had a very special candle talk for prepare for us on Tuesday. And I have to say, some little technical button swapping, and we didn't get Blue on Tuesday. And Blue, I am so honored to have you on today to share what you prepared for us. You always come in and let us have it.
Yes, always excited to hear what you have next, Blue.
Yeah,
we got the goodies for you. We got the goodies.
Right.
No, Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. Tuesday is Valentine's Day, so we got to get ready.
Yeah.
We got to get ready for our loved ones.
All right.
This is true. Wow. Yes. Valentine's Day. It's one. Yeah, that's right. It's less than a week
Tuesday.
Away.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Okay, I want some of those little Valentine candies.
Okay, well, that's what we got for you today. We got us some chocolate today, honey, for all our chocolate lovers.
Oh,
yes, we got some chocolate. We got the rich fudge chocolate today.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't like chocolate. I don't know how it changed.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Yes,
hey.
I loved strawberry and vanilla as a child. But
mm-hmm.
then somehow the chocolate switch went on. And I love chocolate. Now I have to, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to have chocolate almost every day.
I do too.
Oh, yes.
Chocolate is my favorite.
We don't admit it
and we
to
got
anybody.
The right fragrance
one,
for you guys today.
It's one of those things that I didn't, this is the first time I've ever vocalized it. I'm a closet chocolatey. I love chocolate. No, I really do. Not just
right.
a little bit. So Blue, you better go ahead. Take it away, Blue.
Yes, let's do this chocolate lovers unite over this very, very sweet scent. We got chocolate fudge. It is a rich and yummy scent, oozing fudge brownie goodness. Now, we have top notes of vanilla, and they are softened with cream and hazelnut before sinking into a gooey batter of chocolate, sugar, and praline.
Oh, wow.
Blue.
Okay, Blue, you're doing too much today. You're taking us out of here today. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have you a chocolate overload for the rest of the month.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we got those. Yes.
What's that
we
with
had
the gooey and the nuts?
Yes.
Let's run that
taking
one
us
more
over
time.
The top,
your top
Blue.
Of vanilla are softened with cream and hazelnut before sinking into a gooey batter of chocolate, sugar, and praline.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you guys, this is so real for me, and it's surreal, too, because it was about 4 or 5 days back. I'm downstairs. You guys know I have a wonderful place over the stores here in New York. We have bodegas or whatever you want to call it. And I go in there. They have this, and I don't know if you guys have them down there where you guys are in Mississippi and in Florida, but there's something called Entenmann's. And they make cakes and cookies and all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love them.
You guys heard of them down there? You guys have that?
It's that blue and white long box. Depending on which one you get.
So good. So good.
You know what? Let me tell you. They had this chocolate fudge cake. I kid you not. This is why this really lands today. And I stood there, about 3 or 4 days back, and I literally looked at this cake. I was so close to buying it, and it's the whole cake, which would have been just morphed down like bloop. And I said, no, I better take it easy.
I've had that, and it's very moist.
It's
very chocolatey.
Where?
Yes.
Woo!
It's delicious.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's delicious. So do beware of that. Make sure you got some cookies
really
to share
true.
With.
I'm going to have to try
delicious.
That.
Oh, it's
this
good.
This is why when you said that, it really lands. This is not You know, when you do the candle scent every day, blue, and I told Blue this even yesterday. I think I told you last night, Blue. I'm like, you know, the candle scent is really, and I'm grateful to Divine Energy Luxury Candles, and we're so proud to have them as part of our entire family here. But it's just one of those things where mid-show, we're always, it's just a pick-me-up, but it's just always, no
yes,
matter what.
Is.
Sometimes we're kind of dragging along, you know, we're here every morning, Nicole, Michael, myself,
oh,
Blue,
yeah.
And the whole thing. And it's not easy. This is very tough to do, guys, and we're live
mm-hmm.
every day. You guys have to, if you think about it in this kind of, by comparison, those award shows, they do a three-hour show once a year. We literally produce a broadcast radio show every single solitary day, you know, weekdays. We do, well, we're actually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Used to be Mondays, as we were talking about. And we may go back here and there on some Mondays, so you never know. We'll do pop-up Mondays soon. But, but it's really tough. So your scent of the day, and I was just saying, this is what we need. And it literally gives us a burst of energy. And so we need
anticipation of what's next, yes.
Yeah.
How's Blue going to top it today? What we're always thinking. Yeah,
exactly. Well, this one, as every day you bring it. But what's funny is you never know. Like, we don't get a chance to ask Blue what she's working on.
Nope.
And, and there's always... There's some kind of majestic connection. Yeah, it's really quite impressive.
Right. Well,
good
the
job.
Element of surprise.
Okay, so,
yes, thank you.
We love it,
Blue.
We love it. We love
it. So now, what's the name? Yeah, Nicole, I love this. What's the name of this candle?
It's called Chocolate Cake, but I say chocolate fudge or chocolate brownie. Because this is Valentine's Day, so we're just going to call it chocolate. And you can mix this chocolate with hazelnut coffee, peppermint, you know, whatever you want to mix that fragrance with. And it goes,
oh,
it's
let me tell you something. I don't need a chaser for my chocolatey cake.
You want to
straight that on down. I can have, let me tell you
I'm
something.
Happy with
that
this
is...
chocolate.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Okay.
And Blue,
yes,
you know exactly what I'm talking about. Can you really
exactly.
call it out as well? That is exactly. Ooh, that's some good stuff. So I can't wait to smell this wonderful candle.
Mm-hmm. It smells amazing. It has a beautiful HT, which is a hot throw. We call it in the candle business. HT is called hot throw. And a hot throw is how it goes through your home, room. You know, people always say, well, how is the hot throw on that candle? Well, it's going to go everywhere. That's how that hot throw is going to do.
I tell you something. I got to check in. We bringing Michael Hopkins into the mix here. Hopper Hopkins down in beautiful Sacramento, VA. You're on live radio, live here radio morning show. You've got Blue. You've got Nicole Marie. You've got me, Kari Hines. Michael,
good morning,
are
Michael.
You there this morning?
Oh, you guys got to hold on. I'm in the kitchen right now. Blue start talking about chocolate and fudge and this thing and that thing. And the next thing you know, I made a beeline to the kitchen, into the freezer. I just pulled the ice cream out. So, yeah, I'm in deep trouble right now, Blue. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Blue starts it every day. She just starts it every day.
You
got to
start it, Blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Michael, are you a chocolate eater? Are you?
Yeah, I've been known to delve into that realm every once in a while.
I think chocolate. I like it. I mean, okay, don't.
My
and
favorite.
That's why I stood and watched the cake. I did not so much. You know, get the cake. Guys, are you hearing some background stuff going on? Okay, great.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm very careful on what I want, you know, on eating too much of it. Because I really am a chocolate man. And, you know, what I Yeah, no. Well, I guess I'm a true chocolate man. I'm a chocolate man. So
and them
what
chocolates,
really,
you know, bring out them bumps. Don't eat too much.
No, right, exactly. And that's exactly what I was about to say. I'm very careful about how much I eat because I love it. So what
right.
I do is my favorite chocolate thing also, and we're not getting paid extra, but I'm going to go ahead and mention them anyway. I love Hershey almonds. That's my super number one favorite.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Hershey with almonds.
With the almonds, yeah. Now, I don't like the one just I could eat it, though. So I'm not going to give it back to you if you give it to me without the almonds. But if you give it to me without, that's my super favorite, too. So I love that. And I'll just have a little piece of that. And that can carry me for a good 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
No,
you're better than me, Carrie.
Wow.
Yeah, better than me.
Wasn't there some study or something that talks about dark chocolate being some type of being good for people, or there was some kind of study about dark chocolate. I can't even remember.
Right. I've seen that about antioxidants and different things. I think everybody has a certain chocolate that they actually kind of go towards. So I'm loving this. Like I probably could eat any chocolate, but I most like the regular milk chocolate is my favorite. So, you know,
right.
Mine as well.
Blue, thank you. Great job.
Thank you, Blue.
On the
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Divine Energy Luxury. And those. Great.
Yay.
Okay, so tomorrow we are doing wrap up with Blue here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Friday's edition. We can't wait. I don't know how you're going to top this, but
we do. So let me be.
It's going to be big.
Yeah, get to work, Blue. Get to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me get to work.
Have an awesome day. All right.
You too, Blue. Guys.
Thank you, Blue.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, great stuff. I just love it.
I really do. I love it.
It is great that you have that. And it's something. Who in the world wouldn't like that? I'd love that right here, right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right
now. It does. I can see that aroma going through your house, man. I mean,
let me tell you something. And I was telling you guys about that cake in the store. I was telling Blue. And so every time I go down to the store, I was there this morning. I go down and run and get a cup of coffee before the show starts. Which is so great to live. That's New York City. You can just go. I could just run downstairs to the store and run back upstairs.
Right. How convenient.
I can't tell you how fortunate and great it is. I just say, oh, my. Every time I'm down at the store, I look in that spot for that chocolate fudge cake by Intimate. Every time I walk by, I kid you not. So it really is a true story. So that's why I say, Blue, I don't know. It's like she can read our minds with this. It's really great. So I'm always
excited.
I really am. Yeah. So listen, let's keep the mood going this morning. Every so often, I got to bring it to Miss RuPaul. I'm going to say Mr. RuPaul in this case. But when he's dressed up, it's Miss RuPaul. Here's RuPaul and Back to My Roots. We'll be back in a few minutes. Now, coming up in the Spotlight Hour, it's been BOPSA we've been talking about for the whole month, the Black Home Beauty Supply Association.org, BOPSA.org, that Sam Enon is the chief of out west. And so we are going to hold it. Okay. We're going to get on one of the wonderful interviews coming up. Now, this one is with a fantastic hairstylist. You guys kind of heard. Well, hold it. Let me see. You know what she's going to tell you all about her career and what she does. She runs a shop, and she does all kinds of, trying to offer help and financing to get folks to pursue their dreams. And so I'm real excited to welcome Samantha Blackman. We're going to have her on coming up in the next hour. And that's all courtesy of BOPSA and the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. So real excited. And then, as you said, it's a throwback. Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
Again, yeah, but we really do throw it back every day.
I've got to say.
I kind of like it.
And we mix it up, Gary. We mix it up. All the fan favorites. So.
Okay.
It's just wonderful. I love it.
Wow. Well, okay. So here, this is one of my favorites. We haven't had Janet on in a while. Let's get on some Miss JJ, and we'll be right back with more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Keri Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
Good morning, Joe. I'm Keri Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very, very first time. Now, she comes to us out of Georgia, a town called Duluth. So let me be the first to welcome Miss Amanda Blackman. Good morning, Amanda. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yay! Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to welcome you. There's so much we're going to get into, and I know the listeners are dying to know why we've asked you to be on our broadcast this morning. So first, I want to jump right on in, Amanda, and I just love your name, Amanda, and I'm going to tell you why that name has a special significance to me.
But first, I want to hear all about Miss Amanda Blackman. Now, you have something very, very special and very special information that our fans should really pay close attention to. So without further ado, Amanda, please take it away. Tell everybody all about your apprenticeships and why it's so important.
Oh, wow. First, let me just say thank you so much for having me on. This is such an amazing opportunity. I just have to say that. Awesome opportunity. And I'm very humbled, very, very humbled to be, I guess, on the Hair Radio Show. So we have the apprenticeship program that has, oh my goodness, has been amazing. And we are offering an opportunity for all of those who have had the desire, wanted the desire to start their hair career, and for whatever reason, life happens, right? So
yeah.
Exactly, right? And so it doesn't mean that the dream is dead. It just means it's, right? So what I did was I said, you know, it would be an awesome opportunity to have people who have already started their families or life happens, situations that have got them off the trail, but they want to come back and they want to do hair because it's their passion, it's their love. So what we did at Berry Beauty is that we designed an apprenticeship program that allows you to actually get trained and work in the field that you love, and more importantly, get paid. So you don't have to, the way we did it was we had to come on board, you know, build our clientele, wait for our clientele pick up,
and then
work it that way, right? So what Berry Beauty has done is that we said, you know what, we're going to pay you to come on board, become a part of the apprenticeship. Of course, there's some screening that has to happen, right, because everybody may not qualify, but it's very light screening. And it allows you to join the Berry Beauty family and actually do what you love to do, get trained, get paid, and soar the way you want to in your desire, vision, and dream, because we all have our own dreams. And so that's what Berry Beauty has done, and we're so excited about it. We're just excited. So many people have just been so supportive, like even on here on Hair Radio. It's just been so amazing. And it's, to me, it's more important to give back than anything, because there are people out here that really care, you know. So
absolutely,
that's the reason why we're doing it. Yeah.
Well, I'm loving this. And I'm going to make sure it's clear. Berry Beauty, so that's Be Like Boy. E-R-R-Y, Berry Beauty. And
yes.
So let's go back. Okay, I'm loving this whole apprenticeship idea that the Berry Beauty that you guys have put together for everybody, Amanda. And so let's start at the beginning, because things like this just don't pop up out of nowhere.
Right.
So where did you get this inspiration from, Amanda, to create, to have Berry Beauty? And that you folks came up with the idea, yes, because everybody, we all have a dream, but as you said, you do we call vetting, you do some screening to make sure that what their dream is fits in with your program, your apprenticeship program. But where did this all come from? What was the genesis for this whole entire apprenticeship notion or an idea?
Well, what happened for me was that I realized the struggle that when you have a family, and sometimes you have those seasons where clients are not flooding in to take care of your right now situation.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to hold on to a job that meets their need. Right? And which makes sense, because we all need money to survive. But we often find that we get in a cycle that we're unhappy. And when people are unhappy, you feel it. You know, and you don't want anyone serving you in any capacity and they're not happy. So I said, you know, wouldn't it be something to afford to pay people
and them to do what they love, because when you do what you love, it comes off. Love just exudes out of you. And so I was sitting at the salon one day, and I was talking to one of my clients, and she actually worked at the Department of Labor, and she and I got to talking, and I was like, I just want to help people, and I just want people to, you know, be able to do what they love and come to work happy, and they're happy, we're happy, and, you know, and so it was birthed right in that moment, just thinking about ways to help other people that will to help the community, and we all can come together and give a little bit of something to someone to change the course of their life. So it started from that point of wanting, desiring to help someone else.
And I'll tell you, we have a tagline here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, mm-hmm. and that tagline really is hair, beauty, and community.
Oh, wow.
But I never thought that we'd be able to make that correlation literally link together so perfectly. And
wow.
I've always believed that one was predicated on the other and that we're all interrelated and those ideas and ideals were connected. But I mm-hmm. think you have really evidenced that today for us on the broadcast.
Wow.
That's
wow.
what it sounds like to me. So I'm loving this whole thing. So, folks, if you're just tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and we have an amazing guest who's talking all about the folks at Berry Beauty. And I love this. This is an apprenticeship, again, following your passion for hair and beauty, where you can be trained. And get, well, again, you've got to qualify. So we're going to have Amanda to talk about those qualifications a little bit more as well. But, yes, my guest today is Miss Amanda Blackman, and she's out of Duluth. So now hold it, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Yes, we got the skinny a little bit. And, again, this is a great thing for folks who are looking to, you know, to get some training and all of that. So you've kind mm-hmm. of figured it all in a nutshell. And you've made mm-hmm. it simple. Is this correct? So simple for people to get involved. It's not so complicated and convoluted that they get turned off in the process. Is that right?
That is absolutely the truth. Because, you know, the simple the better, right? So
yes.
all you have to do is simply contact me here on HRmember.com radio.
Yes.
HR,
yes.
Right.
At hairradio.com. Yes.
Yes. And,
yes.
and it's completely free, you know,
yes.
to become a member. So if you're interested in any kind of way, if you have any questions, you can reach me at hrmember.com, and I would be more than happy to fill you in. And it's really simple. You just have to be 18 years or older, okay, and have a desire to want to pursue your hair career. And don't worry about what you can and can't do and if you know. That's what we're here for. We have designed a My Lady Express pamphlet that will help you hit those critical points when you're actually in the salon, and that we will cover you. So Berry Beauty is really that umbrella that will cover you and help cultivate and execute your skill set so that you can carry on in a healthy, clean environment to be able to polish up your skills. And actually, some people just really need that support, you know, the financial support and the opportunity
Absolutely.
To shine, you know, and that's what Berry Beauty is here to do, is to give you that opportunity. And after you do that, and the program is only 1 year, right?
It's
so
a one-year program.
It's a one-year program, yep. And after that 1 year, if you decide that you want to stay with Berry Beauty, then we welcome you with open arms, and we move forward. And if you decide that you do not want to stay with Berry, so here's the caveat, right?
Yeah.
If you decide that you don't want to stay with Berry Beauty because you have your own dreams and your visions and where
right,
you want to go,
right.
We're also partnered with Lasting Layers of Beauty College that will help you get your license and
wow.
move on to do the things that you want, that you desire to do. So we've covered all bases here.
I'm impressed with this. Now, now I know that, and let me just go back a little bit, guys. Amanda Blackman, you guys can connect with Amanda Blackman right here through yes. our Hair Radio platform. So let me tell you how that works. It's totally free, as you've been hearing, to be a member of our Hair Radio online community. And it's very, very easy. First, if you want to connect with Amanda, go there, sign up if you are not a member already. And the website, let me give that to you. It's www.hrmember.com. Again, that's www.hrmember.com. So there's no S. And the HR stands just in the back of your mind, Hair Radio. That's what that means. So it's hrmember.com. And once you go there, now, if you've already signed up, you know how sometimes you sign up for everything, you forget you've already signed up for it. If you go there and you've already signed up and you're a member, what's going to happen is going to automatically take you right into the program, to the platform, and you're going to see all the other members' faces.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. If you are not a member, you're going to be asked at that point if you wish to sign up. So you click on the link to sign up. And again, it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Now, within that online community, what is the Hair Radio online community? It's our own social media platform. And when I say our, I do mean the folks in our in and around our community, but it's the folks at Hair Radio, HAI Radio. It's the folks who are looking to engage with our fans and our fans who are looking to engage with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I say, social media for the hair and beauty folks. And I just love it. So please become a member. Again, it's free. You don't need to pay anything. And you can connect with Amanda Blackman and so many others who are right there. And it's so simple. You set up a profile and you can friend and follow and share and all that wonderful good stuff. Now, while you're there, you can easily read so many postings. We have group pages as well. So in that whole based in the Hair Radio online community, there are pages of groups. They're groups. And you can follow a group.
Mm.
And whenever that group makes up, and the group can be something that you choose of interest. And whenever they have a posting or update, you know, that they want to share, you'll be notified automatically. And that's what I love about this. So
yes,
we have one of the popular groups, of course, is the Hair Radio Morning Show. They have we have a group page there. And so inside there are tons of posts. You'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of posts but that you can click on and read with all kinds of amazing information, learn about new guests on the program and everything that we're working on behind the scenes as well. So that's important. And I said, wow. Sometimes I give away gifts.
Yeah.
I can give away gifts right over the radio show and tell you that if you are following us and you're listening and you're connected to what we're doing, you qualify for a free gift.
Amazing.
So this Hair Radio online community is important.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so I just wanted to take a moment and flesh that out for you right here on our broadcast today, all right? Because we're doing big things out here. Now, Amanda, before we move away from it too much, I wanted you to explain a little bit. Now, this pamphlet, this M'Lady Express pamphlet. So, again, back it up. Talk about that again. Explain that whole thing. And what is M'Lady for the folks who are just kind of joining us this morning? And I want you to explain that a little bit more, please.
Okay, well, I will be happy to. The My Lady is our textbook that we use in the classroom setting for
the cosmetology setting.
Right, for the cosmetology program.
Yeah.
So what has happened, because we're not going to be able to go through the book extensively as if you were sitting in a classroom setting, but it hits those key points that you will need to be able to execute in the inside of a salon. For example, especially since we've had this pandemic, we're very keen on sanitation, disinfection,
disinfecting,
and sterilization. So it breaks that down, and then in each category that it breaks it down, it allows you to test on it while it's fresh in your mind. And then, of course, after you read it, you get it, you do it, right? So you read it, you process it, you do it, you execute, and then it becomes habitual. So certain things, when we call it express, is just being able to get those points that you need so that you can excel in the industry and continue to make your money and build your own skill set through the My Lady Express handbook that you'll be given at the intro of the course.
Okay, and I don't know if it's my line or not, but you sometimes it sounds like you go a little bit low on me. But now we hear you nice and strong there. Now, let me just say this, and I love what you are sharing today about sanitation. Right here on our broadcast, a lot of folks are familiar with, I call the leading sanitation company, Barbicide.
Yeah,
which is super duper out there. They gave, we had them on, the ED was right here. We had the nursing, the folks who just led all the different programs for making sure and giving real education on sanitation. As you guys know, it's critical for folks in the hair and beauty industry. And we had them on, especially, I think, right during the height, I think, of the pandemic, they were with us. So they gave me a certification as well, and they provide that. So, yeah, check out Barbicide, you guys, when you get a chance. They're online as well. So sanitation is big. My lady, yes, that's the Bible of the cosmetology industry classes and schooling. So, yeah, I appreciate that. So, again, guys, if you are just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines, and today my guest, she is Amanda Blackmon that you're hearing, and she's just fantastic. I love this whole entire apprenticeship that you guys at Berry Beauty offer out of Duluth, Georgia. So now I just wanted to double check. So if folks are from Duluth, Georgia, or from Atlanta or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So is this only for Georgians, or how might that all work?
Well, right now is not, let me answer that question. It is not for just Georgians. We are national.
Wow.
However, we're starting off with anyone who's interested in the program, right? Because we want everyone to have an opportunity to be able to soar. So we extended this right now. We are extending it out, but right now we're focusing on our Georgia residents. And if people who are interested, absolutely reach out. We will do everything that we can to help those, you know, who are interested, who are not, in Georgia. And we also have, for our VAs too, we have a program for our veterans as well.
Hold it. I don't know if you guys out there our fans know the name Michael Hopkins. Trust me, who is all about what you guys hear. It's a big part of our community efforts in the way of veterans. Michael Hopkins hosts. He's one of our, he's our third hair radio morning show colleague who's on the air. He's our, you know, our third host here each day. Plus he hosts his own little show within a show called Vet Talk Radio. The Vet Talk Radio show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern right here on our network. And so Michael is all about helping the veterans really with their claims, filings, and things like that to help them with the bottom line. But as soon as you mention the word veteran on this show, oh, Amanda, you've got to explain yourself now. So Amanda Blackmon, please tell us all about how your incredible apprenticeship from Berry Beauty, how it works in tandem with the veterans. that
oh,
are
my
out there. Yeah, so we can't wait to hear this. Michael, are you listening? Take it away, Amanda.
Well, yes. So what we do, we cannot forget our veterans, right? They have done so much for us, so much sacrifice that they've given. So, you know, and oftentimes what we do is we always want to give back because they give so much. So Berry Beauty has also been approved by the government for the VAs as well. So when you're ready, all my veterans, you come on in and we set you up. You don't have to worry about anything. As you know, we are approved. So we have, if you need to go and verify all of that information, we have verifiable information for you. So that you can follow up. You just step right on in and we take care of you. If this is something that you want to do, if you want to step into the hair industry, again, you can contact us right here on Hair Talk Radio, right? Hairradio.com. And we will be more than happy to give you the full information for the program. And it is extended out to our veterans as well.
Okay. I'm loving this. Yes. And here's what you guys can do to even make it simpler. And this morning, as Amanda said, you can simply go to HRmember.com, sign up for a membership, follow her, and she'll give you all the details as well. But I also want to give our toll-free number so we can put you right in touch with the folks at Berry Beauty, right? Directly with, we will connect you with Miss Amanda Blackman. Call us first. And here's our toll-free number. And I tell everybody this, Amanda. I say, whenever you're listening to Hair Radio Morning Show, you guys out there know this already. Have a paper and a pen, you know, handy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tell you, grab a like old school, a composition notebook. But
all right.
Just a piece of paper and a pen. You know, and to our younger fans who are so electronically gifted these days, some experts, what you do out there, please remember to keep this, follow this information. Again, HRmember.com. But our toll-free number, you can call us. Our toll-free number technically is available 7 days a week. From 9 in the morning till 9 at night, you can get through to somebody here to talk to you. And that number is 833-402-8882. I'll repeat that. It's 833-402-8882. Now, listen, that's not the number to the radio show. That's not. That's only the – I got to explain all these things, Amanda. That's only to connect with our office. That's the office number. So you can reach us typically after the show wraps at 9 a.m. Eastern right here. So that's really terrific. And again, our radio show, you guys know that number to dial in is always the 516 number where you get to listen live. So that is how that works. And I guess I should give that number again just so that you have that. So for the radio show, which you can only reach us from 6 to 9 live when we're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, and it's 516-453-9458.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that. That's the radio show only. So if you call that number on a Wednesday at 9 at night, you're not going to get it. Don't even bother. You know, but if you would like to reach us in the office, of course, the 833 toll-free number. And if you forget all of this, you're not sure about what you've heard, you kind of know you heard a few numbers, what you can easily do is go to our website. We have an available presence online. Go to www.hairadio.com. Haiiradio.com. And again, there's only one R in the word hair radio, HAIradio.com. And in the left corner, you'll see all kind of information there that walks you through. It tells you what our customer service toll-free phone number is and when it's available. And it also gives you another phone number where you can text to around the clock for those of you who like to text. That number's there as well. So Amanda Blackman, you have been listening to everything. So we've tried to facilitate this whole process for the apprenticeships. because it's important. And for Berry Beauty to be out there leading the charge on this. Leading the charge on this.
Yes.
Because I have not heard of anything like this. Not in this way.
Wow.
So this is the Milady Express apprenticeship, which I really love this. So this is going to be outstanding. And we're going to continue to help pull everything together right here through the show. So that's something I wanted to absolutely. So again, Amanda, just so that you know, tell everybody just how important this is and why they should be part of this.
Well, it is important because, one, we are giving back to the community, and as we give, we want you guys to receive. So it's a partnering relationship. We're giving and you receive, right? So we want you to connect. We want you your dreams to come to pass, because one of the things that I've also have observed that a lot of people during this pandemic polished up on a lot of their skills that they had time to sit down and work on, you know, and found out that, shoot, I really like doing nails or I really like doing hair. But who has time because of the circumstances that surround us, right, with inflation and everything, some people have to continue to work in a field that they're not happy in. So what we want to do is allow you to be happy and love what you do and get out here. And not that there's anything wrong with working in your home, right, because some people do go into their home. But we want you to come out and let the world see your gifts and see your talents and touch different people with your gift. And so this is the reason why we've got given this opportunity with this apprenticeship program, so that people will be able to do it. So it's important that you guys respond, because we saw a need and we're out here trying to fill a need for you guys.
Amanda Blackman of Fairy Beauty. Now, listen, Amanda, you know, I know it's almost we're winding down here, but I wanted to ask you, so who inspired you? Who?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. It's a lengthy little story, but I have to lay it out. I got to lay it out.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
So here's the thing. A few years ago, my husband and I desired to open up a salon, and we did. And
well, now, what's his first name, though? We got to shout him out. Well, you can't just say husband is so anonymous.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. All right. My husband's name is Watanka Blackman.
Okay.
Yeah, Watanka. We call him Tonka for short. So you say Tonka,
okay,
like the Tonka truck. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. That's what I hold it. I love that.
Right. So my husband Tonka, who is just so amazing, so supportive of all of my dreams and visions. We had an opportunity to open up a salon, and we partnered with some people. And the partnership did not go as we planned. And what happens is, you know, life happens. The partnership dissolved, the business dissolved, and I had to start all over, you know. And when I'm starting all over, I am working on a client who actually worked for the Department of Labor. And as we were sitting there talking, and we exchanged information, you know how you do in the salon, you're talking and you open up a little bit, and I've always wanted to help other people in the industry because someone helped me, you know. And so, and the thing is, I didn't get a lot of the one-on-one training that I desired. So a lot of the stuff I had to learn after I got out of school. And then you connect with the people in the industry, and sometimes they're not that friendly. At least when we were doing it, it was... People wasn't giving up techniques and cuts. You had to pay them to show them, you know, to show you how to do stuff. So, you know, you had to figure this thing out, right? Find your craft and master your craft. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her, and it's just an inspiration. It's just a light just came on. And I said, oh, my God, that would be amazing to be able to be a blessing to so many people. And she and I, her name was Diane, and Diane and I, we were talking, and it just all of a sudden came together. It was amazing how the process took a length amount of time to get everything done,
But once it was done, it was like I was in shock, and just how everything has just came together and God's timing, and it has been amazing. It has been amazing. So I've been inspired by my ups and my downs, right? And the dream to want to give back and to continue, because just because something doesn't always go as planned, as I planned it, there's always a higher plan. And this is what this opportunity is. And God has just been so gracious. And even the Hair Radio has just been a tremendous blessing. It really has. You just don't want to go without giving people their roses, you know. And I thank the Hair Radio for this opportunity and the community and Diane and my husband, Tonka, for supporting my vision. And I'm grateful, and I am completely humbled by this opportunity to be able to assist and serve my community. So it's an honor.
Beauty. I am so excited, Miss Amanda Blackman. I have to say thank you. Yes, absolutely. Now, the one thing you mentioned about starting over, and we've shared this, as you guys who follow me at Carrie Hines on Facebook, you'll see as well where I posted this. It's don't be afraid to start all over again. You may like the new story better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are words that I keep tucked in my pocket here at the Radio Morning Show as well, because you always want to remind people, you know, starting over, to me, it's a great thing, because the second time you do it, you know the things to avoid. You're better prepared for success, even if you happen to accomplish it on your first try. When you fail, you're better prepared than someone who was able to get that nailed in their first try. And it stays with you. It's much more, I don't know, it's just deeper, more profoundly a part of who you are. So failure to me is just a way forward.
I agree.
You're better prepared. So that's how I look at that. So listen, Amanda, thank you so much for being a guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. This is incredible, and it's a great apprenticeship program. They have it really together. Again, Amanda Blackman of Berry Beauty, our very special guest today. Okay, Amanda, thanks so much. And
thank
stay
you.
With us. Yes. Okay, folks, listen, stay with us. We got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't
muso wa mi aukola na hilo ndolote tu hambe na jauya mi aukola na muso wa mi aukola na hilo ndolote
show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It's Thursday morning, February 9th of 2023, as we wind down on this incredible morning. It's been fun here on our little throwback Thursday. Michael Hopkins is with us. I think we got Nicole Marie down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Lots to talk about this morning still. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed today's broadcast.
I've enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I have
enjoyed it.
You know, it's not easy to chug along here in the mornings, but we're so excited that we get to spend the time with you because, you know, folks got to get up and go to work each morning, and we want to make sure that you have the best experience you can have. So that was Amanda. I love what she had to say. Amanda Blackman did a good job. Very interesting lady and good stuff she's working on. I want to check in with her as well. And bring you the latest.
I love her program, the apprentice program.
Oh,
love it.
Big time. Big time. And we're going to talk to her. We're looking at developing some apprenticeship type programs as well through her radio.
Right.
She's going to help us on that front. So real good stuff. Now, tomorrow, oh, boy, do we have a line up for tomorrow. We're going to lead in the first hour with one of the Bob's a stylist, I call it, one of the folks that Sam has turned us on to, one of these new members of the Bob's.org family. So, yeah, her name is Robin Groover. She's with the Mayavana folks. You guys are going to meet her. And what I'm so excited about is that they're going to be at the IBS, so I'll get a chance to run into them here in New York City on
March 5th.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. I've seen them in the years past. They have these beautiful displays set up. But now I know them personally. So I can't wait. You guys will meet them tomorrow on tomorrow's show right here in the 8 o'clock. Well, actually, Robin's going to be on first thing in the morning between 6 and 7 on tomorrow's broadcast. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Sam from Bob's is going to be with us live. So it's going to be a very live
Friday.
Oh, wow.
Looking forward to that.
And I'm super excited. Yeah. Now, Michael, I know you've been working. I think we gave a little preview, but you've been working on your incredible broadcast. But this particular Vet Talk Radio show, these episodes right now are focused on top terms. Just to touch base on that a little bit, what are the top terms all about? Just remind everybody, and then we're going to make sure everybody tunes in to the next broadcast.
Oh, Carrie. Oh, yeah, the top terms.
Those are the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing for claims. And they're very important. It's an educational process that we're doing here in our 8-part series.
At the Vet Talk Radio Show.
At the Vet Talk Radio Show. And the veteran will be so well educated with these terms, because the terms we're going over, like things like TDIU, and when we're talking to the people, when we're going on CNP, things like that.
Right. And, Michael, I just want to mention, it's not that you have to be a veteran to get something from this. And I always have to remind.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And you're right, Carrie. Okay. You do not have to be a veteran. And that's what I love about what we do here on Vet Talk Radio and here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. This is what I love about it. We reach out to the community because that's what we're all about. We're about hair, beauty, and community here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
All right.
That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, here's the piece we normally run on these incredible models who have talked about their skin color and trying to get makeup and hair and all of that done in a good way. So we've kind of started our whole entire show with that this morning. Here, a little bit more of that, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin, like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup. Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curl it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old, and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed, and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign, and backstage, they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist, and this guy didn't know how to do braids, and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it. and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all like the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent but it's white, like, help me out here. So yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this it's the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they're just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, yes, 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 yes. I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand, and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did, and he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Thank you, Valerie. Listen, it has been just an incredible, incredible day. It's again Thursday, the 9th of February, 2023, show number 821. Michael, show number 821. It's been busy today.
So, wow, yes, it has.
You know, yeah. So kind of an exciting day. Real happy to have you guys with us. It's time to start your own day. And remember that when we go off in just a few minutes, we're winding it down now. Don't forget you can stay tuned, stay connected, like we said at the top of the show. Simply go to upscalemagazineradio.com. They just had a big reveal party down in Georgia, shouting them out. Beautiful cover that's available now, Upscale Magazine. It's on the newsstands all over the country. And the 24-hour radio network is playing at upscalemagazineradio.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Michael, it's been a great show. I've been loving this.
Yes, it has,
I really
Jerry.
Have.
I've been loving it from beginning to end. Lovely.
Yeah, we listen from one end to the other. And the mornings go by super-duper fast. I mean, I thought it was just me,
yes,
but no.
Yes,
it goes by super fast. That's
yes,
because we love what we're doing. And I'm so excited. So tomorrow we'll see you back here bright and early for a brand new broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm going to go ahead and play a bonus song today, and then we'll end out with our wonderful Ophelia and the outro. We'll see you back here 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Friday for the next live edition of the broadcast. Make it a great Thursday. We just did. And here's my wonderful new song called Complicated. We'll see you back here.
Again, to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors: Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places: the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans who are actually interested in what you're offering. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community, where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at hairradio.com. Click on the Members tab. We're thrilled to have the best on-air hosting team in broadcast and internet radio.